Hi, good morning.
I am Gadi Jimenez. I am 19 years old and I am from Santiago Chimaltenango, Guatemala. Today I will be talking about how cell phone affect or help people in life. I will be interviewing people at my high school to hear their ideas or opinions about how cell phones are affecting their lives or people nowadays. I choose this topic because I think this is an important issue to me, because I know a lot of people around me who spend a lot of their time on their phone and lose their time with the family for stand on the phone. Also, I know some child who has a problems from saying a lot of the phone. For me, some answer was very interesting and some advice that we can think and reflect about. How do you feel today?
I feel great. Thank you.
Okay. What is your name?
My name is Jean Lutwak.
How old are you?
I'm 55 years old.
Today, I want to talk about how cell phone affect our life.
Okay.
Okay. How many hours you spend in your phone?
I don't know. People of my generation, we like to talk on the phone. So I probably talk on my phone mostly on the weekend, and I'm mostly talking to my family and my friends who live far away, and those conversations, I don't know, it could be 5 or 6 hours on the weekend.
And you use social media?
Actually, I don't. I have a Facebook account, but I don't use it very much.
How do you feel if you forget your phone somewhere?
I feel terrible.
Why?
I feel a little bit of a panic that what if somebody needs to call me and they're expecting me, or what if there's an emergency? I'm a little bit of a pessimist and I have 2 kids, so I'm always expecting the terrible phone call from my kids. So if I don't have my phone, I am very uncomfortable.
What do you think about how young people can use your phone today?
I do think it's a problem. I think that young people are addicted to their phones. I think that it is interfering with their sleep. I hear that it's creating a lot of anxiety with people. And young people are so used to having a phone that they don't know how to live when they don't have their phone. So I do feel bad about what's happening to young people today. Young people, you should practice being without your phone. And I think you will find that you will have peace of mind, and it's good to be bored. Sometimes when you're bored, it helps you be a more creative person. You need to do more thinking yourself. You learn more about yourself and how to take care of yourself when you can honestly spend time by yourself and thinking about yourself. So I am concerned are not learning enough about how to live in the real world.
Now we have our friend Jennifer Guinea. She is from Guatemala. How many hours you spend in your phone?
Every day I spend like 4 to 6 hours in my phone.
And what you do in your phone?
In my phone, I mostly like to be on social media like Snapchat, Instagram, or Facebook.
You think social media affect your emotion?
Yes, I think social media affect your emotion, because if you see something that you don't like about someone, like your friends, if your friend posts something bad about someone that you love or things like that, it's gonna make you sad or angry.
How do you feel if you forget your phone somewhere?
I'll feel so scared and worried about, because there is a lot of, not just mine, like it's everyone's personal stuff in their phones, and they don't want to lose it, and if you lose it, you're gonna be so worried and scared about it. Yeah.
Okay. You think cell phone is very important for people, or no?
Well, yeah, for some emergency stuff, researches and translates, it's really important for them. But also it's going to affect you in negative ways too, because for teenagers, especially for teenagers, if they see the murders and killings, and they may bring it in their real life and they do it.
As you can see, there are different opinions on this issue. One side, older people do not spend much time on their cell phone, as in social media, but they use it to check emails, emergencies, etc. Young people think different because they spend a lot of their time on social media, play games, watch movies. In my opinion, I think that cell phone affect people because it keeps them from living with their loved ones, also children, because they can get into place that are not appropriate for them. Why I think we should use the phone properly, for example, make calls, emails, but not be on the phone for the longest time. The phone was made to help people. Reporting from Oakland International Studios in beautiful Oakland, California, this has been Gadi Jimenez.
Thank you.